Dayton's Dia de los Muertos celebration is this Sunday, October 29th. The Day of the Dead is a Mexican holiday that has its roots in Aztec rituals that honored the dead. Today, it's celebrated in countries around the globe. Here in Dayton, there's a parade, Mexican songs and dancing, and lots of altars that lead the spirits of lost loved ones back home. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds says it promises to be a good time for both the dead and the living.
That's a brass band playing in Dayton's Day of the Dead parade a few years ago. They were followed by dancing skeletons and women in beautiful Mexican dresses who had their faces painted to look like detailed decorative skulls. Every year, the parade works its way to the Missing Piece Art Space, a gallery in St. Ann's Hill that displays dozens of altars made by community members. Gabriela Pickett owns the gallery. She was born in Mexico and grew up with the holiday. But when a local artist approached her about celebrating in Dayton, she wasn't quite sure.
I was a little bit skeptical at the beginning because I thought, well, you know, there's really not a lot of Hispanics that celebrate Day of the Dead in Dayton, so who's going to go? And 300 people showed up, so we were quite surprised. Not a lot of them were Hispanic, you know, which actually makes it really beautiful. You know, this is a Mexican tradition that brings the community together.
To celebrate the Day of the Dead, people make altars, or ofrendas, that are designed for departed loved ones. Pickett made one for her father this year. It's a small model of a Mexican home with a tile roof. It's made of and filled with his favorite things.
Yeah, my dad was an architect, and he made houses made out of adobe and the traditional, you know, the Spanish tiles. He was a violin player, so he had two violins and, you know, music because he liked to play Vivaldi. He was an artist, so, you know, there's pencils for him to draw. You know, this is the food that he liked to eat.
M.B. Hopkins is the local artist who approached Gabriela Pickett about starting a Dayton Day of the Dead. This year, Hopkins made an altar inside of a cigar box. There are three shiny skeletons, one playing a guitar, one smoking a cigarette. Those two are human. There's also the skeleton of a cat.
This is an altar for my mother and father, who both passed away. My dad was a guitar player, you know, and so he's depicted here as a skeleton holding his guitar. My mother was a chain smoker, it's not the best habit, and maybe that lent her demise. But, you know, there's the little cat that was hers who's also passed away.
The top of the box has her parents' names on it. They went by Patty and Hop.
They were married for, you know, dozens and dozens of years. And, in fact, my father died before my mother, and when my mother was in hospice, one of the last things she said was, "Hop, Hop," as if she could see him, you know, and then she stopped breathing and died.
And there's not just art for the dead. Sometimes there's art made with the dead, literally. Local artist Tiffany Clark is best known for the murals she's painted on buildings in the Miami Valley. When the man she described as her soulmate passed away, she ended up using his cremains in a painting that was displayed for the Day of the Dead.
He had always wanted his ashes made into artwork so he could last forever because he was a bit of a, he liked himself. So it took me a while to figure out what kind of artwork or to actually make myself do it. And I made him into a beautiful oil painting that was a rhino from an unusual perspective with teals and different circles that resembled similar artwork that he had made. And it was just this sense of not closure but continuation that I could share him forever with people, because honestly I was not okay until I figured out a way to connect with him in a positive way, and this is my positive way.
And the Day of the Dead is meant to be a celebration of life and an opportunity to honor our ancestors. One of the original ideas of the holiday is that if a dead person came back, they would be offended to see us mourning. They'd much prefer a party. And a mariachi band wouldn't hurt. For Culture Couch at WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
This year's Day of the Dead festivities start off at the old Yellow Cab building at 2 p.m. There'll be food trucks and face painting, followed by a parade to the Missing Piece Art Space, where guests can watch performances and view ofrendas. To see the art mentioned in this story, visit WYSO.org. Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.